Today we're going to be learning Daf Yud Amud Aleph of Maseches Beitza. We are holding at the very top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, I believe, well not the very, very top, but in the fourth line, I believe. Eli'i Kasha HaKasha. So says Gemara, Eli'i Kasha HaKasha. We're still trying to find out what is the stira in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that caused Rabbi Yochanan to say Huchlaf Hashita, to switch around the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So says Gemara, here's the stira. Beis Shammai may not then say Eli LeKatziv of Basar. One is not allowed to take a piece of wood, a thick piece of wood that they used to grind wheat on to chop meat on it, because it's a Kli Shemlach to the Isser. And Beis Shammai holds that a Kli Shemlach to the Isser is not allowed to be moved, even Litzaruch Kufo, even when you need to use it. Ubeis Hillel Matir, and Beis Hillel says, no, it's Mutter for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov. So what do you see? Alma Gabi Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai Luchumru Beis Hillel Lekula. So you see, when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai is the one that's more Mechmir, and Beis Hillel is the one that's more Mekel. Fraktig Mar Urim Minhi. But I'll ask you a stira, Hashochit Chayeva Of. When it comes to the first Mishnah in our Masechta, Yishechta Chayeva Of, Beis Shammai is the one that says that you could be Yachbor B'dekar V'yichasi, you could dig and cover the blood, and Beis Hillel is one that said that you can't. So you see, Beis Shammai is one that's more makel with Simchas Yom Tov, and that's where Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mechleves Hashita. Rabbi Yochanan said the Shitos have to be switched around. So says Gemara, nah, not necessarily. Mimai, is that a real reason to switch around the Shitos? Til Malohi, maybe you don't have to switch around the Shitos. Maybe the reason of the Heter is not because of Simchas Yom Tov. I can look on Beis Shammai Hasam. Why does Beis Shammai let you dig the dirt up to cover the blood of the Hechadika Dekar? No, it's because the shovel was ready in the ground, like we keep saying. Aval Hechadika Dekar, no, it's low, but if the shovel is not in the ground, he would not allow it. And Inami, and also with Beis Hillel, Adkan Lokarim Beis Hillel Hacha, the only reason Beis Hillel allows you to move the Eli on Yom Tov, Eli Mishum Dika Taras Kliyalav, because it's not Muktz Machmas Gufo, it has a din of a Kli, so you're allowed to move it, since it has a din of a Kli, even though it's a Kli Shemlach to the Isser, it's a lesser form of Muktzah. Aval Hasam Lo, but by digging into the ground, where there's a real strict Isser Midrabanan that one might be violating, maybe that Beis Hillel would not be Matir for Simchas Yom Tov. So Beis Hillel is Mekel on the lesser Isurim when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov. So that attempt failed as well. So says the Gemara, Eli'i Kasha HaKasha. If there is some sort of steer that caused Rabbi Yochanan to switch around the Shitos, it's the following. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to put a hide leather in front of those who will trample on it, so that you don't destroy the or. The reason you're not allowed to do that is because it looks like the reason you're not allowed to do this is because it looks like you're trying to tan the hide, because normally by stepping on it, that's the beginning of the tanning process. Also, since the leather, the hide, is muktza, you're not allowed to pick it up. Unless there's some flesh attached to it, some meat attached to it, so then we say that the ikr is really the meat, and the ar can be picked up together with the meat. But the Beis Hillel Matir, and Beis Hillel says you're allowed to do both of those things. So apparently Beis Shammai is the more machmir when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Hillel is more mekel. And that's where Urim Minhi, we ask the stira from the first mission of our Masechta, Hashochet Chayevav Piyom Tov, where Beis Shammai is the one that allows you to dig up the dirt to cover the blood so that you're able to do Shechita and have meat for Simchas Yom Tov. And Beis Hillel is the one that is more Machmir. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mechlefes Hashita. And that's what forced Rabbi Yochanan to say Mechlefes Hashita, that the Shitos need to be switched around. Again, the Gemara says, not necessarily. Mimai, how is that necessarily going to teach you to switch around the Shitos? Malohi. Maybe you don't have to switch around the Shitos. As we keep saying, maybe Beis Shammai was only some makel an hour in the first mission of the Masechta because there was already a shovel in the ground. But when there's no shovel in the ground, he wouldn't be so makel. Maybe Beis Hillel was only so makel by putting the hide in front of people to trample on it, because according to Basil, there's no reason to answer that, because Basil holds that doesn't look like you're tanning the hide, because you can use the hide to sit on, and everyone's going to say that the reason you spread it out is to sit on it. So it's not clear, it doesn't make it look like your kavana is for ibud oros, for tanning the hide. Aval hasam lo, but when digging into the ground, where there's a real iser midrabanan that would be violated, the chamur not makel for the sake of Simchus Yom Tov. So even Beis Hillel is machmir under Rabbanans for the sake of Simchus Yom Tov, and it's not a stira at all. Eli I kasha ha kasha. So now our final attempt. If there is some sort of stira that forces Rabbi Yochanan to switch on the shitos, here it is. We're going to have a Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. Beisham Yomrim Ein Mesalkin Es HaTrisin. One is not allowed to take off the trisin, the window shutters that they had by the store. When they would close up the shop, they would close the shutters and lock them up. So you're not allowed to remove those trisin on Yom Tov, even though it involves some level of Simchas Yom Tov. Ubisil Matir and Bisil says you are allowed to for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov, so people will be able to buy things that they need in the store and get what they need for the sake of Yom Tov. Va'af lahachzir, and even to put it back when you're done, when you close up the store, even that's allowed. Al Magabi Simchas Yom Tov b'shamel luchum b'sil lukula. So you see, when it comes to a Simchas Yom Tov, Vishu Beisham is more strict, Beisil is more lenient. Ureminhi, so again, we ask the Stira, it's against the very first Mishnah of our Masechta, where we say, Ashochir Chayvav Pi Yom Tov, for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov, the Beisham is Mekel and Beisil is Machmir in terms of the Kisei Adam. So Bishlam Beisham and Beisham Elokasha, Hasam Dika Dekar Na'utz, Hachaleka Dekar Na'utz. And granted, you could still always answer up Beisham by saying that that's just different at the beginning of the Masechta because you already have a shovel in the ground. Ela Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel, Kasha. But how are you going to get out of the stira in Beis Hillel in terms of his attitude towards sacrificing a din for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mechlefes HaShita. That's why we have to switch around the Shita in order to make Beis Hillel work. So the Gemara says, still not necessarily. Til Malohi. Maybe you don't have to switch around the Shitos. Maybe the reason you're allowed to take off and return the Trisin is not because of Simchas Yom Tov. Maybe there's just no Isser. What are you violating? Binyan, Stira. There's no din of Binyan and Stira when it comes to Kalim. So there's no Isser to begin with. Aval Hasam Lo. But when it comes to digging up dirt, that's a real genuine Isser. So that is the full list of the five different possible stiras that might have caused Rabbi Yochanan to want to switch around the shitos, and we addressed each one of them. Now the Mishnah is going to deal with setting aside the birds in the Shovach to so that you could shech them the next day on Yom Tov. So we have Machlokes Beisham Beisilel. What do you need to do on Erev Yom Tov? So Beisham Yom Lo Yitol Elim Kena Neyam Yibod Yom. You're not allowed to take these birds on Yom Tov unless you actually physically handled them before Yom Tov started. Beisilel Amrim Oh, maybe Omer, Zevzani Notel. All you needed to do from Erev Yom Tov is to stand there on the side and point to them and say, these are the birds I'm going to take tomorrow. So the Gemara explains the Machlokas. Amar Avchan Barami Machlokas Bivricha Rishona. The Machlokas is the first set of birds of their mother, that the mother gives birth to a Brecha, to two birds, a male and a female, each month, from Nisan until Teves. And those who raise birds normally set aside the first set of each year to keep the mother company. So in order to make them no longer muktza, you definitely need to do hazmana b'peh. Beishamai savri gazrina d'lmasi l'mluchi. But Beishamai is worried that you might change your mind about shechting it. Ah, it's the firstborns to the mother for this year, let them keep the mother company. You might have rachmanos. So Beishamai wants you to handle it, to actually take it in your hands before yantiv. And if you don't have rachmanos then we're not concerned, you can have rachmanos later. Or Beisil savri lo gazrinan. And Beisil says, we don't have any such gazerav. B'vricha shniya. But if it's already the second set of birds of the season, then everyone agrees that it's okay to just verbally declare them. You don't have to actually physically handle them. So ask the Gemara, according to Beis Hillel, why do you even have to go on Erev Yom Tov to designate them? Why do you have to designate them by saying, Zevzeh, this one and this one? Can't you just say mikana nino to the machar? I'll take from here, and then you'll take whichever ones you want. And if you're going to say no, saying I'm going to take from here is not enough because it's not specific enough, and Beis Hillel doesn't hold of brera, you can't retroactively clarify which one you want to take. Vatnan, but we know Beis Hillel does hold of brera. Brera is a very important Shas concept. It's the idea that something can retroactively be clarified. I could be vague about it now. Later on, it will become clear what I meant now, and it's as if I had already identified it right now. Where do we see Beis Hillel does hold of Breira? Hames Bebayis, if there's a dead body in the house, V'lo Psachim Harbe, and the house has many doors that are all closed, but you don't know which doorway the mace is ultimately going to go out. Kulan Tameim, all of the doors are Tamei, because all of them are potential exit ways for the dead body, and that is a Tumah Midrabanan called Sof Tuma Lotzes, that if the Tuma is ultimately going to go there, we treat it as if it is Tame right now. But Niftach Echad Mehen, if one of the doors of the house are opened up after the guy dies, Hu Tame, that doorway is Tame, the Kulan Tahorin, but every other doorway in the house is Tahor. Chishev Lotzio Bechad Mehen, or Bechalon Shesh Ba'ar Larba, if you made up your mind what route the mace is going to go to get out of this house, which doorway it's going to go through, even though right now it's closed. Matzelos al kol psachim kulan. That doorway is the only one that's tameh. The rest of them are tahar. Beishamei omrim v'hushe chishev lotziyat shelo yomis ha-mace. Beishamei says, yeah, but that's only if you already had it decided before the person died. You already decided which doorway is going to go out. So that way, the moment the tum is there, it's already been decided that only that one doorway is tame. But look what Beis Hillel says. Beis Hillel omrim af mishe yomis ha-mace. The dead body is dead already, and you haven't yet decided which doorway it's going to go out. So you would think, oh, so they're all going to be Tameh, and then what? An hour later, I decide it's going to go out through doorway A, and therefore doorway B is not Tameh? But didn't doorway B already become Tameh as soon as the mace died, and I hadn't decided? So Beis Hillel says, no, this is the concept of Breira. Once I decide on doorway A, retroactively, all the other doorways are not the doorway, and therefore all the other doorways will be Tahar. So the Gemara answers, no, even according to Beis Hillel, there's no Breira. The reason, yeah, and that's why you have to choose the birds already by identifying specifically which ones on Erev Yom Tov. What about the case of the Tumah? Hoyit Mar Allah, we already explained that Amar Rabba Litaris Psachim Mikanu Laba. Beis Hillel is not saying that those doorways were tahar from the moment the person died, saying once you make the decision, now going forward, those doorways are going to be tahar. So a Kohen or a Nazir can go under those awnings, under those doorways, going forward now, but not lemafreya, so it doesn't rely on brera at all. V'chinam rabo shaya, letaras apsachim mikanu laba in lemafreya lo, only going forward, but not retroactively. Another way to resolve the stira mbisilo, rav amr liol lemafreya, maybe it really is telling us that the other doorways are tahar, even retroactively. V'hacha, but over here, when it comes to designating the birds on Erev Yom Tov, Mikra Din, you're right, you could have said Mikana Ninotel in a very general sense, and to pick which ones you want on Yom Tov. And that's fine, because we rely on Breira. Why does Beis Hillel require specifying Zev, Zeh Ninotel? It's a Gzeira Midrabanan that we're afraid that Dilmat may be at the time that you pick the birds for Shechita, metaltel v'shavik. You're going to pick up one and say, nah, not this one, I'll take that one. Pick up another one, and then come metaltel midi, delo chazilei. You end up moving things that are unnecessary to move on Yom Tov. So that's what we're afraid of, that you're going to be metaltel unnecessarily. That's why Beis Hillel says, identify specifically which birds you want before Yom Tov, and then you're only on Yom Tov, you're only going to be metaltel those very birds. You might ask, how can you say that that's the reason of Beis Hillel? But didn't we say that it's enough to say Zev Zani Notel? Meaning, Beis Hillel doesn't require that you say Zev Zani Notel, meaning that you that you didn't check them by touching them, and still, I'm sorry, v'ha'amrit ba'omid va'omer zev zaninot al sagya. If your concern is, if you think Beis Hillel's logic is that he wants you to identify each bird so that you're not going to change your mind about it tomorrow, then why is it good enough to stand off on the side and say zev zaninot al? You should have to actually handle each bird. So it says Gemara, hani mili. The fact that we're not worried that you might handle the birds that you didn't set aside is may Erev Yom Tov. When you set it aside on Erev Yom Tov, so you know that Chum made you designated for Yom Tov, and the fact that you didn't set it aside by actually touching it, you know, is enough. It's okay. You're not going to come to touch it anyway. Avol b'Yom Tov Aser, but on Yom Tov itself, it's Aser. The Zimnin, because sometimes the Mishtakchi Shmeinim Kchushim. Sometimes you're going to find the birds that you thought were fat ones were really skinny ones. Kchushim Shmeinim, or vice versa. And it turns out that at the time that you actually touch the birds and handle the birds, that you're handling something that you're not going to end up using. It's going to be tiltul muktza, since you didn't designate them from Erev Yom Tov for anything other than su'udah, than using them for the meal. Inami, or another explanation why Beis Hillel says that you should choose the birds on Erev Yom Tov and we don't rely on Breira, is Zimnim Dimishtakhi Kulu Khushim Vishavik Lahu. If we don't require you to choose them on Erev Yom Tov, we have to worry that maybe on Yom Tov you're going to come and you're going to find that all of the birds in that nest are all weak and you're going to leave them all aside. You're not going to shecht any of them. And then, Vasilim Noim Simchas Yom Tov. And then, you're going to end up not having the proper Simchas Yom Tov. You're not going to feel the proper expression of Simchas Yom Tov. So we'll stop there, Bez Hashem, and next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah.